January 29. Now is the time for repentance. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Brother P., you ask if you have committed the sin which has no forgiveness in this life or in the life to come. I answer, I do not see the slightest evidence that this is the case. What constitutes the sin against the Holy Ghost? It is willfully attributing to Satan the work of the Holy Spirit. For example, suppose that one is a witness of the special work of the Spirit of God. He has convincing evidence that the work is in harmony with the Scriptures. The Spirit witnesses with his Spirit that it is of God. Afterward, however, he falls under temptation, pride, self-sufficiency, or some other evil trait controls him, and rejecting all the evidence of its divine character, he declares that which he had before acknowledged to be the power of the Holy Spirit was the power of Satan. It is through the medium of his Spirit that God works upon the human heart, and when men willfully reject the Spirit and declare it to be from Satan, they cut off the channel by which God can communicate with them. By denying the evidence which God has been pleased to give them, they shut out the light which had been shining in their hearts, and as the result are left in darkness. Thus the words of Christ are verified. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. For a time persons who have committed this sin may appear to be children of God, but when circumstances arise to develop character and show what manner of spirit they are of, it will be found that they are on the enemy's ground, standing under his black banner. My brother, the Spirit invites you today. Come with your whole heart to Jesus. Repent of your sins. Make confession to God. Forsake all iniquity, and you may appropriate to yourself all his promises. Look unto me, and be ye saved. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2, is his gracious invitation. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 634.